ओम शांति। सो टुडे वी विल रिवाइज टुडे संडे इज अव्यक्त मुरली। देयर वाज वंस एन एम्परर इन चाइना एंड ही वाज वेरी मच इंटरेस्टेड इन स्टडिंग हिज हिस्ट्री। सो वंस ही वाज स्टडिंग हिस्ट्री एंड सिंस हिज चाइल्डहुड ही वांटेड टू सी हेवन पैराडाइज किंगडम ऑफ गॉड। And with this end in his mind, he used to study all the scriptures and mostly history. And in China, they describe history of 16 kingdoms. These 16 kingdoms, which are there in China, when he studied, he found that they are full of anarchy, disorder, fights, disputes, controversies. And there was absolute peacelessness in the world during those 16. This was during the 6th or 5th or 6th century. So when he reads that, he becomes all the more dispirited, dejected. And during this time, he also comes across history of India in 4th and 5th and 6th century during that period. And he finds that in India also, there are 16 small kingdoms during that period. This is the period of Chandragupta Maurya. And he finds that those small 16 kingdoms are known as Mahajanpats in India. And he also reads somewhere that if you visit all these kingdoms, all these small kingdoms, all these small Janpats, at the end you will come to a place which is absolute paradise. And which is the kingdom of God. And that's why he decides to go on expedition on this perilous journey. And he comes to India and he starts visiting one kingdom after the another. And each kingdom is so strange, so mysterious, that once he enters each one of those kingdoms, he is absolutely puzzled to see that kingdom, because each kingdom is so different. He had never seen such kingdom in his own country any time before. So now, along with that king, along with that emperor, we will also start this kingdom journey of different kingdoms. So he passes through total 16 different kingdoms in India. That time those kingdoms were known as Janpadas, small kingdoms. Because why he starts this journey? Because he wants to see what is heaven. He wants to understand what is paradise. And studying the history of his own country, he was absolutely despondent. He was dejected to see different fights in those 16 kingdoms in his place. So he comes to India and he starts his journey. So he enters the first kingdom, and every kingdom there is a gate, and on the gate the name of that kingdom is written. So he enters the first kingdom in India and it was written there, Kingdom of Wealth. So this was the first kingdom and it was written on the gate, the Kingdom of Wealth. He enters that kingdom and he finds there are so much riches, and in front of those riches his own kingdom appears to him as if rags. He finds himself as if I am a beggar in front of this kingdom. His own kingdom he forgets. Such a big kingdom. Everywhere there are gems, there are pearls, and there are beautiful gems, beautiful pearls and beautiful jewels. Everybody's apron is filled with all of these things. So he enters that kingdom, he finds such prosperity, such wealth. He finds himself so inferior in front of this kingdom. And he spends some time in that kingdom. And is really this time in despair, thinking of the abject penury abject poverty which is there in his kingdom. And he is very much delighted also to see that in India there is one such kingdom where there is so much wealth. After spending some time in that kingdom, he comes out. And then he begins his journey because he wanted to see all the different kingdoms which are there in India. He goes to the another kingdom after some days, and on the gate it was written, Kingdom of Celebration. This is the second kingdom he is entering now. This story is very, very important, so listen it with lot of attention, because it is going to change its course gradually. The first kingdom he entered is Kingdom of Wealth, where there were pearls, gems and jewels. Second kingdom he is entering, this is the kingdom of celebration. He is entering the kingdom of celebration, and as he enters this kingdom, he finds everywhere people are celebrating. Such celebration, such joy, such ecstasy, such rapture, such rejoicing was never there in his own kingdom any time before. So this is the second kingdom, and as he enters inside, he feels that in my kingdom, when we rejoice, everywhere there is losing. Everywhere we lose, but in this kingdom, everybody is as if earning through this rejoicing, through this celebration. So he is very much happy there, and he spends some time in that kingdom. This is the second kingdom. Then he comes out from there and goes further ahead, and he finds a third kingdom. Now on the gate it is written, the kingdom of love. He enters this kingdom and he finds that everybody's forehead and everybody's eyes are as if emitting those, sprinkling those water of deep love, sneha and prem. So this is the third kingdom he is entering, kingdom of love, where every soul is filled with so much love, that every soul is radiating love and love and love everywhere. And again, he thinks of his own kingdom. Why such love is not there in my kingdom? Why this deep feeling of love is missing in my kingdom? So he spends some time here. And then he moves further ahead. He enters the fourth kingdom. It is written on the gate, the kingdom of power and virtue. He enters inside. And he finds that every soul is receiving some unseen power on the forehead. And each power is taking different form. Each power is having different color. So each soul of this new kingdom is so powerful. Again he thinks of his own kingdom. In my kingdom, people are so, so powerless. I have wealth, but my wealth doesn't make them powerful. So in this fourth kingdom, he is very much satisfied to see that such souls can exist. They are so powerful. He goes further ahead, fifth kingdom. On the gate, it's written, Kingdom of Roses. He enters inside and he finds there are everywhere roses and roses and roses. This is the kingdom of rose. Spiritual rose. As if spiritual intoxication everybody is filled with. And everywhere there are spiritual roses. As if each soul is a rose. They are carrying rose. There are flowers. There are gardens. Everywhere. Everywhere red, red, red. Such a beautiful kingdom of roses. He is reminded of his own kingdom. In my kingdom, I never saw such roses. In my kingdom, such fragrance was always missing. In my kingdom, there were never such red, red roses. So he is in one way very happy. Also little dejected, because his kingdom was missing such roses. He goes further ahead. On the gate it is written, Kingdom of Purity. On the gate, fifth, sixth kingdom, kingdom of purity. And he enters this kingdom and he finds that so much purity, so much sacredness everywhere. Each soul is so sacrosanct, such impeccable purity, such unstainable purity. And he feels the fragrance of such purity in this new kingdom, in this sixth kingdom. And again he is reminded of his own kingdom. His own kingdom never had such purity, such blessedness, such sacredness. So he spends some time there and then he comes out. He goes further ahead. And as he is walking ahead, then he comes across a new world, a new kingdom. And it's written on the board, it's written on the gate, kingdom of colors. That's the seventh kingdom, kingdom of colors. He enters inside. He finds so many variety of colors. He had never seen such colors in his own kingdom. From where this new, original, pristine colors have come. And so many varieties of color, multicolored world. He spends some time there and then he goes ahead. That is the seventh kingdom. He goes ahead and enters a new kingdom. It's written on the gate, kingdom of Tilak. That is the eighth kingdom he is entering, kingdom of Tilak. So everybody he enters into, he finds everybody sporting a Tilak. And each tilak is so different. Each tilak is so of variety colors. He had never seen such tilak world any time before. In his own country also people used to sport tilak. People used to wear tilak. But not like this. Not such variety. Not such beauty. Not such grace. In his own kingdom. So he spent some time in this kingdom also. The kingdom of tilak. Eighth kingdom. And then he comes out and he goes further ahead. And he enters the ninth kingdom. The ninth kingdom, on the gate it is written, kingdom of embrace, hug. He enters inside and he finds that so much love between soul, everybody is hugging each other. Everybody is wearing a garland and every garland is filled with jewels. And those jewels are sparkling. Their sparkle is more than the 1,000 bulbs. As if that sparkle is enlightening the world. He spends some time there, comes out, goes ahead, and he enters a new kingdom now. It is the kingdom of burning. And he is amazed to find what is this kingdom and what is burning here. He enters inside and he finds every house, there are three different types of fires, four different types of fires. Some are burning waste. Some are burning everything which is weak. Some are burning as if battling. Some are burning efforts. Two are subtle, two are gross. He asks them, what is this? They say that we never fight in this kingdom. And that is why as a memorial we are burning this. As if we are burning that those habits of conflict, battle. So battling. Another subtle fire he finds, he says, what is this? They say, we are burning this subtle sanskar of making efforts. We don't make efforts. Everything happens on its own here. Everything is so natural here. And he is so overjoyed. And he is reminded of his own kingdom where everybody is struggling. He is reminded of those 16 kingdoms of China which are filled with conflicts. So he spends some time here in this 10th kingdom, the kingdom of burning. He comes out, he goes out. He enters the 11th kingdom. It's written, the kingdom of fruits. He enters the 11th kingdom. It's written on the gate, the kingdom of fruits. He enters inside and finds that everybody is so happy here. Everybody is eating different varieties of fruits. Such fruits. There is nobody who is busy in sowing the seeds, but everybody is eating fruits. And he also likes the delicacy of these fruits. He also relishes these fruits. And he is again reminded of the fruits of his country. They are not so tasteful. So he spends some time and goes out and goes to another kingdom, 12th kingdom. On the gate it is written the kingdom of celebration. Kingdom of decoration. He enters inside and he finds that every house is so much decorated. He has never seen such decoration any time before. Such decoration. As it's 16 decorations, 16 varieties of decoration which are famous in India, he finds all of those decorations there. Such decorations he had never seen in his own kingdom. For the first time in his life he sees such decorations. He spends some time there and then goes ahead. Now he is entering 13th kingdom. On the board it is written, kingdom of dance and songs. Kingdom of songs and dance. As he enters inside, he finds that everybody is singing and everybody is dancing. Somebody is eating, somebody is rejoicing. But everybody is dancing, everybody is singing. In his kingdom, people used to dance only during the days of festival. But it is as if everybody is having festival every day here. So this is the 13th kingdom of dancing and singing. He goes further ahead, 14th kingdom. It was the kingdom of rose petals, rose water. As he enters inside, he finds that everybody is sprinkling rose waters, shopping rose waters on each other. As he enters inside, he finds that everybody is sprinkling rose petals on each other. So this is the 14th kingdom. 15th kingdom, he goes further ahead and it is written on the board, the kingdom of zero. He said, what sort of kingdom is this? I have never heard kingdom of zero any time in my life. He enters inside and he finds that everybody is living in the present. He finds four new words which people are using. Somebody is saying full stop, somebody is saying zero, somebody is saying bindi. Somebody is saying put an end. And he feels, he sees that everybody is so much engaged in only in present, nobody is repenting. There is no sin. No thinking too much about anything. Thinking too much, they say, increases that thing. So, zero, he gets to understand and everybody is spiritual businessmen there. They all are increasing their income, their sum every day. He spends some time there and comes out. And he enters the last kingdom, 16th kingdom, kingdom of remembrance. As he enters this kingdom, he finds that everybody is meditating, everybody is remembering God, everybody is lost in the remembrance of God. So, these are the total 16 kingdoms. What happens to this man? We will first revise again this 16 kingdom and then we will come to the last kingdom after reaching this. So first kingdom is the kingdom of wealth, where he finds that everybody is filled with jewels, pearls, gems. Second kingdom is the kingdom of celebration. Everybody is celebrating there. Third kingdom is a kingdom of love. Fourth kingdom is a kingdom of power and virtues. Fifth kingdom is a kingdom of roses. Sixth kingdom is a kingdom of purity. Seventh kingdom is a kingdom of color. Eighth kingdom is a kingdom of tilak. Ninth kingdom is a kingdom of embrace. Tenth kingdom is a kingdom of burning. 11th is fruits. 12th is decoration. 13th is songs and dance. 14th is rose water. 15th is zero. And 16th is remembrance. After visiting all this kingdom, he comes to yet another kingdom. because he had read in his literature that once you pass through all this kingdom, probably you will come to the kingdom of God. What is that kingdom of God? And he reaches Mount Abu. And on the gate it is written, the kingdom of God. In bracket, paradise on earth. In bracket, Pandav Bhavan. And he enters inside, and to his utter surprise, he finds all of this kingdom there. Starts with, today, the highest father has come to meet his holiest swans. He had never found such kingdom any time before. And he is surprised that at one place, all kingdoms are existing. While here, each kingdom has one thing. But in this land of God, in this land of God's kingdom, he finds that everything is existing together. First, he finds that everybody's apron, every soul, every holy swan is filled with jewels, gems and pearls of knowledge. He asks, what is this festival? People tell him God has come to celebrate holy. So he finds that first thing, everybody is rejoicing. Everybody is having pearls, gems and jewels of knowledge. Second, he finds that everybody is celebrating. And during the celebration, everybody is gaining something. Such celebration is nowhere in the world. Where God is coming on earth and celebrating with his kingdom, with his children. God is coming on earth and he is meeting even those who are far away. Even the thoughts, the elevated thoughts of those children who are far away is reaching. That thought is reaching God. So in this land, there is a great celebration which is going on every moment. Third, he finds that from everybody's eyes and from everybody's forehead, there is a sprinkle of water of love, fragrant love, sneha and love. So everybody is filled with love. Everybody is filled with this fragrance of love. And fourth, he finds that at one place only everybody is receiving as if some powers. As if God is playing with those eight powers. God is filling each soul with those eight powers. Such a thing he had never seen in all the kingdoms. Each one of the kingdom was more mysterious than the other. But this was the most mysterious because everything was at one place. And he finds that everybody has become a sort of rose, emitting fragrance. Every soul has become a sort of rose. Have I become a rose? Have I become that rose? So he finds that kingdom of roses. And how God, with his ruhab, with his spiritual intoxication, he is making every soul into a rose, a spiritual rose, Ruhani Gulab. Ruhab. And he finds that every soul is filled with purity. This is the day where God is celebrating holy, but the day you have taken birth, you have become holy. You have become pure. So this is the land of purity. This is the area of purity. This is the sanctuary of purity. This is such a pure place where every soul has become pure. Have I attained that level of purity? That if any emperor comes here, he should feel ashamed. Looking at our purity, have we become that much pure? The God is making us pure. and he finds that every soul is so colorful here. Color of virtue, color of love, color of power. Baba has talked about three different colors. He is finding that every soul is filled with color. Color of virtue, color of power, color of love. Each soul is so much colorful. He finds that every soul is wearing a tilak, imperishable tilak. No power in the world can remove this, can wipe off this tilak. It is imperishable. Even if you want, it cannot go away. Are we wearing this tilak? And each soul is wearing different tilaks, not just one. Each soul is wearing different tilak. Each soul is having that different variety of tilak. Tilak of Soman, tilak of self-respect, tilak of joy, love, peace, purity, happiness. And he finds that every soul is celebrating, every soul is embracing. Those worldly people, on the occasion of celebrations, they embrace each other. Here, God has made these souls a garland around his neck. And each garland is having a jewel which is so shining that it is enlightening the world. Have I become a garland round God's neck? That is the question to be asked. And then he finds fire everywhere. What is the matchstick and what are the matchbox? And what is that phosphate round that matchstick? Practice of phosphate of match, phosphate of practice. Thought, determined thought, that is the matchstick. And connection with Baba, connection with Bab Dada. Connections and relationships with Bab Dada, this is matchbox. And what are the kindlings? What are those dry sticks? Four types of dry sticks. Each soul has already burnt waste. Each soul has already burnt or is burning weak thoughts or sanskars, battling nature of battling, sanskars of battling, conflict, fighting, no more fighting. And fourth, efforts. No efforts now, Purushart, or the efforts have become so easy, and this is a novel sort of holy everybody is playing here. This king, this emperor had never seen such a holy any time in his country. Where the past is getting deleted, burnt. And he finds that now everybody has got fruit of devotion. Birth after birth you have done devotion. Here nobody is doing any devotion. Nobody is a devotee. Nobody is in mehnat but in mohabbat. No more efforts. Everything has become so natural. So fruit of devotion everybody has got here. Everybody has become master almighty authority. Next is what he sees here. After devotion, decoration. Decoration of virtues. 16 celestial degree full each soul. Also, decoration of Suhag. Everybody is reminding him of the royal clan. Everybody is belonging to the king of king clans. So this is the 12th. 13th is singing and dancing. Everybody is singing and everybody is dancing. Such thing, such play at one place. And this singing and this dancing is to celebrate Holi. Everybody is sprinkling rose petals. Everybody is showering rose water on each other. That is also a sort of joy. And then he goes ahead and finds that this is a kingdom of zero. What zero? Full stop. Everybody is businessmen. Baba has given example of businessmen. If there's income is increasing, after every sum they put a zero. Here also you have to put a zero. And at the end of the day, count how many zeros I have put. Zero, bindi, full stop. Do not overthink. This is the disease of overthinking. Keep on thinking about Baba said, do not think, just remember Baba. Do not think, just remember him. This is blessing. Thinking often increases the thing. If you keep on thinking about something, you never come to any conclusion. This overthinking has more disadvantages, more than ages, than advantages. So, kingdom of zero. And last is, kingdom of remembrance. Remember him. That has got many benefits. That will make you powerful. That will make you do more service. So, all the 16 things are there. To do all of these things is to celebrate Holi. Are we having all of these 16 things within us? This is the point of checking. So this is all about today's Murli. Again we'll go back. First is that kingdom. Leo Tolstoy has written a book, The Kingdom of God is Within You. The Kingdom of God is Within You. Jesus Christ has said somewhere, my kingdom is not the kingdom of this world. But our kingdom is the kingdom of this world. Because this internal kingdom we have created within us. That is why this kingdom should be within us. The first is to celebrate Holi is to be filled with knowledge. Yesterday's Murli, Sakar Murli, Baba said, he gave the example of college students. They churn the knowledge. You cannot say that you don't have time for churning. It's churning. It is churning the knowledge that will make you powerful. If you don't have time in the morning, churn in the evening. But you should be embedded. You should be embellished. You should be adorned with this pearls, gems and jewels of knowledge. Without this knowledge, if you don't have this knowledge, you are not celebrating Holi. To celebrate means to become embodiment of knowledge. To look at knowledge from different point of views, from different perspectives, and to understand this knowledge in a better way. The more knowledge you have, the more status you claim. Yesterday's Murli, Sakar Murli. Second is celebration. God is celebrating with us. He gets the chance to celebrate only once in a cycle. He's talking about himself. He's talking about his own pride. With you, holy swans, I never get such a chance. Any time in the Kalpa. Now only, in this cycle only, this time only I am celebrating with you. So your celebration should be an income. They celebrate and they lose. You celebrate and you earn. This is an internal celebration. This is a deep internal celebration which is going on within us all the time. So that is second. Third is sprinkling. Sprinkling of water of what? Love. Of deep love. Prem and Sneha. To become the embodiment of love is to celebrate Holi. And then to continuously play with him, that he is playing with us and he is giving us all 8 powers, 8 different colors. Just as you have red color, you see everything red. Here your form changes. Here with Drishti your form changes. So, power. And then, fifth is rose. Have I become a rose? Spiritual intoxication and spiritual rose. Baba has said, with spiritual intoxication you have been made a rose. You have become a rose. Have I become a rose? That is the question. Have I become a rose? Next is purity. You have taken birth and you have become pure. Be holy and be yogi is the blessing you have received right at the time of your birth. Have I become pure? is my purity undivided? Or there are bricks. Last Murli, last Sunday's Murli, Baba had said that line of fortune should be constant, line of fortune should be unbroken, line of fortune should be long, and line of fortune should be clear. These are the four words he had used for line of fortune. In the similar manner for the line of purity, it should be constant, it should be unbroken, it should be clear. Constant. So, purity. To be pure is to celebrate Holi. Next is color. Baba said that color you have to wipe. It's so difficult. This color, the more you have, the better it is. At some other place Baba had said, not exactly at this point of time, but color. So we should be having colors. Color of love, color of virtue, and color of power. People play Holi by just putting physical colors, artificial colors. Our Holi is not that Holi. Our Holi is a very divine, a very spiritual Holi. So, colors. Next is Tilak. Baba said you need not to be asked even. You already have Tilak. You have imperishable Tilak. Nobody can wipe it off. Embrace. There is so much love between each other. This embrace, this hug is suggesting love. Interpersonal relationships. There is so much love between you all. And that's why you have become a jewel around Father's garland. And you are shining. Your shine is more than that of 1,000 bulbs. Actually, this is an exaggeration. But Baba uses exaggeration many times. He likes to use exaggeration. Atishayokti. This is known as your light, your sparkle is more than the 1,000 bulbs. Exaggeration. But he enjoys exaggeration and we never know, it might be true also. Once a small child comes running to his mother and says, Mother asks, why are you so afraid? He says, no mother, tiger was chasing me. He said, in this city, and you are talking of tiger. He said, yes mother, it was tiger who was chasing me and that's why I come running home. Did you see it was tiger? She said, I didn't see back, but it must be a tiger. She says, you are just exaggerating all the time. For small things you say, I have told you million times that it is not tiger. Why you are exaggerating? He says, you are exaggerating. You never told me million times. That sort of exaggeration. So, 1,000 bulbs. That is your sparkle. So, you are around Father's neck. Next is burning. We have to burn all that is old. In all the holy murlis of, all the avyakta murlis of holy since 69 till now, Baba has always talked about burning, burn old sanskar, burn old thoughts. This time he added two more, burn all the sanskars of battling and burn all the sanskars of efforts. Burn them. And he has said, how to burn? With three things. Determined thought, practice, and connection and relationship with Baba. Connection and relationship is as if matchbox. That connection with matchbox. Matchstick is determined thought. And that phosphate, masala, Baba said. What is that? Practice. Though at one place Baba has also said that practice is also a matchstick. He has also said practice for two things, matchsticks too. One is thought and also at one place he also said it is. But in English Murli they have not written like this. So, burning. Determined thought that I want to burn whatever that is old. So that is 10th. 11th is fruit. Fruit of devotion. What is the fruit of devotion? Is knowledge. Fruit of devotion is mohabbat. So why effort still? That's what he is saying. 11th. 12th is kingdom of decoration. Are we decorated with virtues? How much decoration I have? 16 celestial degree full? Yes or no? It's a question of self-checking. 13th, rejoicing, dancing, fulfilling the responsibility of love. Last Sunday, we have taken out so many points that time, 12 points. So in that also, first was to sing, to dance, to hear, to sleep, to realize. Sixth is humble, humility. Seventh is self-transformation. Then free from obstacle. Then contentment. Then not backbone. Backbone is 12th. Fortune of line is 11th. 10th is instrument is already done. Instrument is 6th. Picnic. So those were all fulfilling the responsibility of love. Here also Baba is saying, sing and dance. Sing and dance. This is the religion of singing and dancing. This is a new religion. Those are the religions of meditation, of penance. This is a new religion, singing and dancing. What you have to be religious is to sing and to dance. That is to become religious. Have you ever heard of one such thing, Manjuven, before? This is a religion of singing. You have to become dancing prophets, dancing masihas, dancing Shankaracharyas, dancing imams, dancing avatars, dancing tirthankars, dancing buddhas. This is a new religion where Baba is creating all these new religious founders. At another place, while meeting, annual meeting, that is a Murli of 2000, but of the year 2000, where Baba is saying, you are not just religious people, they should not so, they should tell you that you are all-rounder souls. Enter deep into Mansa Seva now. Enter deep into Mansa Seva. So you have to bring a bouquet of cooperative souls. Many things he has said, we will not discuss that, because that is a little unrelated to this topic, and that is a different Murli, 2000, of the year 2000. Next is, where were we? Kingdom of rose waters. What is this rose water? Baba has used two words. First he said shower of rose water, and then you sprinkle rose petals on each other. Gulab basi. So rose petals also and rose water also. That's what you are sprinkling with each other. Actually I feel this is just love. Rose is an indicator of love. Oh my love, like a red rose that is newly sprung in June. Oh my love, like a melody that is sweetly played in tune. That's what the poet says. So, then is the kingdom of zero. This is a very important kingdom, which should be within us. Put a full stop, bindi, full stop, zero. Past is past. No more thinking. No more thinking even of the past. If you think of the past, it increases. Question and point. Question and point. When point is there, question will disappear. Question comes to the end only when you put a point. So learn to put a point. Those businessmen, they are clever businessmen, they put a point. You are the cleverest businessman. Spiritual businessman. So you must now learn to put a point. Unless and until you put a full stop, otherwise the past goes on and on and on. Something has happened in life, some unfortunate event, and you keep on thinking. Or many years, months. That day Baba was saying, how much time you require for putting a full stop while talking with double foreigners. Second, half an hour, 1 hour or 12 hours. And if the invitation from advance party comes, what you will do? So that day we were reading in Mansa Seva. So next is kingdom of remembrance. If you stay in remembrance, all your other things will enter. And when you do all of these things, there you enter. This is the kingdom of God. Or, if you are staying in this kingdom of God, you should have all of these things within you. To enter into this kingdom of God, to live in this kingdom of God, is to celebrate Holi. So let's celebrate Holi today in this novel, in this innovative, in this manner. Om Shanti.